And we have a very special guest today. His name is James Hershen. He is a New York Times best-selling author. He's a commentator. He's a media analyst. And he's a law professor. He's appeared on O'Reilly and Friends, Fox and Friends, with Neil Cavuto, Glenn Beck. He's been on CNN. He's even been on MSNBC, Hardball with Chris Matthews, the BBC. He's the author of a number of books, including Tales from the Left Coast and Hollywood Nation. And he's a regular contributor to News Max Magazine. James, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Appreciate it.
Hey, our pleasure. Tell us, why is there such a gap between what mainstream America believes politically and what the stars in Hollywood believe politically?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been interfacing with people in Hollywood for, you know, a decade and a half or so very intensely and covering them. And so I can give you my perceptions and opinions. But, you know, part of it has to do with the type of industry that particularly celebrities that are in the movies, that are actors, deal with. I mean, these are folks that their craft is emotional. They have to cry on cue in front of a camera and stand around a lot, too.
Right.
But in essence, it's not dealing with the part of the brain that deals with logic. And because of the fact that, number one, they're not particularly well-informed folks, as a generalization, number two, they're dealing in emotion. And number three, many of them go from rags to riches very quickly and feel a kind of a guilt. And so what all of those factors kind of create a community that's like a bubble, that is completely, almost like going to another planet. And there's a lot of communities like this all over the country. I mean, they're parts of Manhattan on the East Coast.
Right.
If you go to Boulder, Colorado, you go to Berkeley, California, in Northern California. I mean, where it's in the air almost. And so it permeates the social gatherings. And it's just common knowledge that in Hollywood, and I teach in a school where young people get internships in Hollywood. And if they have different political or even religious worldviews, they find out almost instantaneously that they must shut up in order to move up, that their career can be jeopardized by saying the wrong thing. And it's a blacklist, a kind of an informal blacklist, and it's real, and it's visceral. And I advise young people to shut up until they're established, because it's there's a certain amount of risk in any glamour career, but particularly in Hollywood. So that's to try to explain it. And then there's individuals who are almost, no matter how much you explain it, they're inexplicable. You know, somebody like Sean Penn.
Right.
Here's a guy who champions civil liberties, talks about the First Amendment, and goes and has photo ops with an enemy of civil liberties, Hugo Chavez. I can't figure it out. It's a cognitive dissonance that he accepts in his mind. And when he tries to explain it, it comes out as gibberish. And I don't know exactly what he's saying. I kind of believe his heart maybe is in the right place. I mean, his father was a radical. But the soft spot for dictators is completely inexplicable. I don't get it.
You know, when you think about the human rights violations from a guy like Chavez, or if I'm right, I think I saw a video with him with Saddam Hussein at one time as well. I don't know if you've seen that or not, or may or may not be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that I saw that. It baffles me that a guy like that goes over there and sympathizes with those people.
And Hugo Chavez is a supporter of Ahmadinejad, and they're buddies. I don't know if they play golf together.
Isn't that nice?
But they're friends, you know, and it's just something, you know, part of it, I think, has to do with the fact the other thing is that, you know, Hollywood is a fantasy world. It's fiction generally that it's dealing with, although, you know, truth is inserted. And anything can work in a fantasy world. You know, so, for example,
like the movies?
West Wing is a fantasy world where the president you know, is a left-wing guy, and everything works, you see. And in The Ides of March, George Clooney's new movie, he plays a presidential candidate whose marquee agenda item is to make the internal combustion engine illegal. And that's great, you see, in the fantasy world. I mean, in the real world, it's insane.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. Why do we, as a society, I don't personally, but as a society, why do we listen to these celebrities that, by your account, they're uninformed, they're in a bubble, they don't really understand. Why do we listen to them?
It's part of the human condition. We're hardwired to seek heroes. And all societies, all cultures all over the world have celebrities of sorts. And even if you look back in history, I mean, that's what, you know, the gods of mythology were celebrities. Hercules was a celebrity, you know. And so instead, we raise these people to this high, lofty pedestal. I mean, really, we've always admired people too much. So, for example, we take an athlete and we raise them up on a pedestal because they're gifted, they're talented, but we're going to buy an aftershave because they say it works. We take someone who's a good actor, and then they come on the television and recommend medicine. You know, it is weird, but it works. And so we're all kind of hardwired to admire people. And our culture has taken it to the ultimate extreme, where we make someone like Kim Kardashian famous for her great talent at nothing.
Yeah, and Paris Hilton comes to mind there as well.
Exactly. I mean, it's the same kind of thinking. And so Andy Warhol, his prophecies turned out to be, he was visionary, but it went beyond Andy Warhol now.
Let me ask you this. And as far as Herman Cain's concerned, the political race, is Herman Cain getting a fair shake by the media, do you think?
No. Look, the story itself, and I know you're talking about these reports about his unwanted advances.
I am.
Harassment. Okay, so, I mean, the story is legitimate. It's fair game. You know, there was a settlement, there was some sort of legal action, and he's running for president of the United States. So that's legitimate. But there's the issue of proportionality and comparing the coverage of Herman Cain to the obvious comparison of Barack Obama. Barack Obama runs for president, and the media ignores everything. They ignore any controversy whatsoever. I mean, his association with Bill Ayers, his attendance at the church with Reverend Wright, his buddying up with Farrakhan. I mean, it's just ridiculous the way the media did not vet this guy and continues to today, undercovering Solyndra, the scandal of these green companies going bankrupt, the Fast and Furious scandal, the corrupt Justice Department goes on, and focusing like unbelievable over-reporting on Herman Cain's story. That being said, it shows Herman Cain's not an experienced politician. He's run for office, I think, one other time.
Right.
And he's not handled this according to formula by any stretch, and he's made some mistakes. But the thing is driving the media crazy is today new poll numbers came out.
Yep.
He's still on top. Not only that, the vast majority, 70% of Republicans in this poll say that these allegations make no difference. They shrug them off.
70%?
Some of them are inclined to donate money. Mm. And if he handles this right, I think he needs to do a little better. It could turn out to be a net plus for Herman Cain in the end if, in fact, it's more of a Clarence Thomas type story and not a Tiger Woods or Bill Clinton type story.
I hear you. Question for you. We've got about 30 seconds left. I would love to know who you would consider the most conservative actor in Hollywood that we might not know about.
Oh, see, if I named them, you probably would know them.
Okay, well, go give me a list if you would.
I mean, I would say a conservative and an incredible human being is Gary Sinise.
All right.
Who devotes his time and his energy to supporting the troops, putting together a band, it tours. He's like the Bob Hope of today, I would say.
He's like Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
And he's got a conservative, there's a conservative underground, if you will. You know, John Voight, you've seen him.
Sure.
I mean, he is a very well-informed, knowledgeable conservative person. Ironically, you know, being the father of Angelina Jolie, when those two, I'd love to be at Thanksgiving dinner at their house.
Can you imagine?
Stephen Baldwin, brother of Alec Baldwin.
Sure.
Solid conservative. Prior, you know, Mel Gibson is a conservative. Everybody knows that. Unfortunately, he had he fell off the wagon and had a lot of bad press.
Sadly.
And but yeah, there's actually quite a few, and the rank and file people that work in technical fields and do the, you know, the day-to-day work in Hollywood, there's a ton of people there who are conservative. And a lot of the executives, they're closet conservatives. And there's a lot of people in Hollywood. That's actually Charlton Heston, who was a prototype conservative in Hollywood. He coined that phrase, as far as I know. He said he called himself a closet conservative, which is really it's funny because it comes from, you know, the gay community.
Right.
But that's exactly what it's like. It's like you have to speak in code. I mean, you can imagine during the Bush administration, if someone was at a social gathering in Hollywood and expressed any positive statement about George Bush, it's like those old E.F. Hutton commercials. Everything goes silent.
Yeah, you get blacklisted, I guess, right?
So in today's world, it would be like expressing something positive about Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin.
Right. All right, we're talking today to Jame Herson. He is an author. He's a political commentator. You've got a couple of books out. If folks want to get your book, Tales of the Left Coast or Hollywood Nation, how would they get the books?
Well, they just go to any bookstore and look in the back where they hide, conservative books.
I got you. Amazon as well?
It's also, of course, on the digital places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, blah, blah, blah.
And if they want to read your writings, do you have a website, a personal website as well?
Yeah, I do. It's James Herson, HIRSEN.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
All right.